Hello, Gareth Owen here on Derek Shapiro's Music Appreciation Show. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm very good indeed.
Yes, thank you for being on my show tonight.
That's okay, no worries.
Yes, this is the second time I'm interviewing you. Of course, I interviewed you last night on OVN and now here on DerekShapiroShow.com, of course. And, of course, you know, I saw you, like, last week and playing in Atlanta. So that's usually a daily gig, playing, you know, your guitar and on the streets of Atlanta?
Yes, yeah, just playing on the streets earning a bit of money and getting my music out there, really. So I've actually done it all over sort of Europe and around all over the place. So it's good practice.
So what drives you to be a musician?
It all started, well, I don't know, I've been singing from a young age in sort of choirs and things like that and whatever. And 3 years ago, as a New Year's resolution, I decided the guitar was for me. And then after playing a bit of blues, which is my sort of passion in music, listening-wise, I moved on to sort of writing my own stuff and going down the singer-songwriter route where I'm at now, really. So,
sure.
I just enjoy it, you know, every moment that I have spare, I have the guitar in my hand and I'm plucking away, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Gareth, who are some of your musical influences that you would say that you respect dearly and that you look up to?
I mean, there's many different genres, really. I mean, my favorite guitarist of all time is Stevie Ray Vaughan, actually. As I say, blues is my thing, but as well as that, I mean, I started learning sort of B.B. King first. I grew up listening to The Eagles and Cat Stevens. I'm a big James Taylor fan. I've kind of gone down a finger-picking route myself. As well as that, Damien Rice. I take a lot from him, and a good friend of mine, Gary Nock, actually. He's up and coming at the moment, and is a big inspiration to me, and sort of keeps me going as well. So
being... Well, you know, go ahead.
So it's just a sort of varied, sort of eclectic mix of different artists that all come together to make my sort of listening, if you know what I mean.
And, of course, this is being a music appreciation show. Do you think... today people are lacking the appreciation for music, or do you think people gain more of appreciation as time goes on now?
I think the industry's lacking in appreciation. I think there's a bit of an issue now where up-and-coming artists have to have so many hits on YouTube and almost have to be made before they're actually sort of put out there, and they have to sort of make it themselves. So gone are the days where you used to see somebody on the street playing the guitar or see somebody in a bar and then they were signed and then taken. So that raw aspect of music's gone out of it and it's become a bit manufactured. It's my actual view. There's occasional people coming through every now and again, sort of Newton Folk that come through in England a few years ago, and Damien Rice as well, but it's very manufactured, I find, at the moment. And trying to make it myself, it becomes a bit of an issue. But we can all kind of plug away and do what we can. So.
And of course, you being English, what do you think about Simon Cowell?
He's the reason for the manufacturing, if you ask me. Yes. I've been playing the guitar on the street and in public for a couple of years now, you know, in front of people. And people do say to me, I mean, you've got this show X Factor coming over, and that's been in England for quite a while. People say, why don't you join X Factor? Why don't you do this? And you've got to ask yourself a question on these shows. How many people have you seen playing an instrument and singing at the same time on these shows?
Exactly, exactly.
Not a lot. There's not a lot there. It's all people, you know, I mean, I'm not knocking the artists. I mean, there was one in England come through called Leona Lewis, and she's fantastic. Now, there must be a kind of a negative feeling about this, because she's the only one that's come through, in my opinion, who is very, very good. Now, if you count the whole of Britain, do you think there's only one artist there? You should be able to find that talent every year without fail.
And what do you think about Susan Boyle?
Sorry?
What do you think about Susan Boyle?
Well, yeah, she's an awesome singer, yes, absolutely. You know, I mean, that's my point, though. She's an awesome singer. I mean, admittedly, you know, outside, she doesn't look the part, but she is an awesome singer. And there's people like that all over the country, all over America, in every country there's people like that. But they're not being found due to the commercial aspect of music, due to the fact that it's all driven by money. People are sort of grabbed hold of one hit and they're shoved out the door again, you know. So there's lacking that aspect of just finding people for what they sound like.
Sure. So your song, Lovely, what is that song about?
It's actually about a journey. It's about, well, it's about my my partner, but it's about my journey. I mean, I met my partner in Spain, and then we were apart for a while until I come to Atlanta, and then again we were apart until I come back again this time. And if you listen to the lyrics, you'll see that that's documented throughout the song, and that's really the basis of the song, is the fact that no matter how far we're apart and everything, she's still close to my heart. So it's a traditional kind of love song in that respect.
And how was Spain for you when you went to Spain?
That was fantastic. I mean, I went there because my music was starting to come along, and I got offered some gigs there, and it done me very well. I mean, I had 3 gigs a week, and brought my confidence and sort of stage presence up. I had a fantastic summer. I can't say any least. Being in Spain all summertime was wonderful on the Costa del Sol. So I do have the chance to go back, but I'm focusing on staying in Atlanta in the US, trying to promote my music and my own written songs now.
But that surprised me. I mean, you come from Europe. I mean, I was, you know, like, I heard that it's easier to break through the music industry in Europe than it is in America. Is that true for you?
I don't know. I mean, I've only heard good things since I've been here. I don't know if it's my sound's different because of my British accent, or but I'm getting stopped all the time. I mean, I've got a sack of business cards I've got to work through, you know, so I don't know. I mean, it might just be that I didn't try it in Europe. You know, the fact that my songwriting's developed and my style's developed since coming to the US, I don't know if that's the place or whether or not my ability's perhaps grown and I haven't tried it in Europe yet. But I enjoy my time here and I enjoy the people and I'm having a fantastic time. So just fingers crossed for the music side of things.
And then, of course, Fall Down, that's a collaboration with a rapper, huh? Who's that featuring?
That's featuring an up-and-coming rapper called Duke, his name is, and actually he worked the desk on Lovely. I mean, that's still his mastering, but he actually worked the desk when I recorded that. And when I finished, he said he had actually written some music and wanted me to write a verse, and I wrote the verse for that, and helped sort of rewrite the chorus of the link, and he done the rap, and we worked on that together. I mean, it's not my style, it's completely different, but it was good fun. I mean, it was a real kind of learning curve. I mean, I managed to record Lovely in an hour and a half. I could have done it first take, and it, you know, went through really easily. I can tell you that song, that rap song, took us about 16 hours.
Wow.
And that people tell you stories about spending endless hours in studios. That really took it, and it was just getting that sound right, you know.
Right.
It's still really mastering, but it's nearly there.
And where can people find your information, Gareth?
Okay, if you you can hit me up personally on GarethOwenMusic@gmail.com. Send me emails. I reply to all of them. I reply to every email I get. I have a MySpace account as well, and that's Gareth, and that's -Owen, and that's at MySpace. So you can have a look on there. But by all means, hit me up on the email, and I'll get back to everybody, and I'll send you new links of songs. I mean, actually recording my EP and my debut album at the moment, so I can let you know where to find that when that all comes up live. So I'll be recording a photo shoot today on postuplive.com as well, and they're going to be promoting me and pushing me forward as well.
Awesome.
So,